Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I will call Jim. I will get a membership if they allow me to buy a fan boat and bring the fan boat.
This would be so insanely ridiculous.
Gosh. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Garrett doesn't give a damn about fan boats. Garrett Bush joins us on the show. Hello.
Fan boats?
Do you know what fan boats are? Do you know about fan boats?
You gotta Google this.
You gotta Google fan boats.
No. Come on, man. Listen, I watch the Gator dudes down. I think it's on TLC.
I watch the Gator.
Swamp people. Yeah, swamp people. Yeah, I'm all about them. The dudes running around here shooting gators in the head with the shotgun.
Wait. That's the premise of
yes.
the show.
You've never seen the show.
No. They're down in Pierre Par, Louisiana.
What did the gators ever do? Why are we killing them in the head?
Do you know how much money they get for those alligators?
Oh, how much?
Come on, man.
They get one alligator.
Because of that skin?
It's like $900 per alligator. So they have these tags. They give them these tags. The state of Louisiana gives them tags. And you can max out. And so they set traps. And they put out just raw chicken. Garrett, stay with us, obviously. They put out like raw chicken, and they come out the next day, and then there's just this big, gnarly, badass gator that's on it. And they're like, get the gun, shoot it. And the guy like, and they never show it. You just see this camera angle, and you know it's a setup camera angle, which makes me laugh because the guy puts the barrel of the gun down, he squeezes the trigger, and then water like goes up in the guy's face, and you know there's some paid sitting there taking water and flicking yes. into the guy's face for the camera angle. No. It's great television. Garrett, what did you think of the Browns draft?
Oh man, I don't know how much more excited I could be. I mean, I could give them an A+. What's higher than an A? I don't know.
You can only go high as A+.
Like, listen, A+. I got to go all the way up top. To me, I think the Browns draft was so good. You know, I came on your show maybe a couple, it's been about a month or so ago now before free agency in the draft. And you asked me, you know, what's the pecking order in the AFC North? And I put the Ravens up top. I had the Browns overtaking the Ravens in the division. That's how excited I am about in this draft. You go out and you're able to get, you know, one of the best corners. And, you know, everybody was a little salty. We were like, man, we didn't get JOK, man. It's crazy. We didn't get a linebacker. You know, there's this whole big narrative out there that the Browns don't like linebackers and they don't just, you know, we don't draft them. They don't value them. And then you're able to go back in the second round and get a guy with a first round grade. It's crazy. You know, you get both of those guys now. And then, you know, I'm really, 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 really super excited about Schwartz because now we got a guy who is legitimately, like, faster than Tyreek Hill. Like, it's not even funny.
Can he play football like Tyreek Hill? I mean, Tyreek was a fifth-round pick, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a late-round guy. He wasn't, like, third or second-round pick. Now Tyreek Hill he's turned himself into a damn good receiver. If Schwartz can do something like that, we'll take it. But I just love the draft. I love what they've done to stick to their guns on making a team faster, more athletic, and I think the Browns are clearly the best team in the AFC North now.
Okay, I think the and that does that deserve a whoa, Kenny? Whoa!
No,
okay, fine. Well, because it's expected now. No, I'll tell you that the conversations we're going to be having before the season.
What if that does deserve a whoa?
The conversations, Garrett, we're going to have right before the season. The Browns roster, really good. Now, the Ravens have a good roster, too, and some people love the Ravens draft. They didn't like it as much as the Browns draft, but some people love the Ravens draft. But in the end, it's going to be, is Lamar Jackson good enough to put the Ravens ahead of the Browns in your projections? Because that was still, we saw it, that was still the difference. And yes, Baker finished the season unbelievably, but once the COVID stuff was over, Lamar Jackson was playing like an MVP again. He was. He was that good.
Yeah. Yeah, he came out and did his thing. The only problem with thinking Lamar Jackson is going to be, I guess, the catalyst for the Ravens still being better than the Browns is this. You're not taking into account what the Browns did on defense. So, you know, Lamar Jackson is fast, and granted, he might be one of the fastest guys in the league. But the Browns have addressed the athleticism on their defense. And they're playing in a way that you're going to be able to get pressure on him with your freak of natures. Like, people don't understand. Like, you got two or three defensive ends in Chad McKinley, Jadeveon Clowney, Myles Garrett. Like, those dudes are running. Nobody runs over a 4.5. No one's running in the 4.7s or 4.8s. This isn't your high school defensive end from, like, Mentor Ignatius. Like, we got boys out there that's moving around. And on top of that, we've been able to upgrade our team speed at linebacker, and we have the most improved secondary in the game. So, you know, Lamar Jackson is a dynamic person. He's one of the people who you really can't stop him. He's going to get his yards on scrambles and stuff like that. But the Browns have really upgraded their team speed, their athleticism, to a point where you're going to watch Lamar Jackson have fit. Because there's going to be people who he just can't run away from like he did last year.
Garrett Busch joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Garrett, is Baker Mayfield already a top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
I don't think he is right now in terms of whether people can see it. I don't like to just project somebody as a top 10 quarterback, right? He has to really go out and do it. But if you look at me and you ask me, say, could he get there or could you imagine him getting there? The answer is heck yeah. I think what goes into being a top quarterback is your system, your skill set, and the pieces and parts around you. I think he has all the tools. I think he has all the ingredients, and he has a really, really good roster. So if you're looking at it, and the Browns have the best offensive line, Browns have the best running back room, the Browns have multiple receivers that can do all types of things very well, and you have a good play caller. Of course he can be a top 10 quarterback. I expect him to be a top 10 quarterback. So when people started talking about, you know, the hypothetical trades for, guys like Aaron Rodgers or hypothetical trades for Deshaun Watson, I really wasn't really too interested in it because I truly think that Baker Mayfield could be poised to have a really, really good MVP-type season. You know, we saw Lamar Jackson, you know, turn it on, become an MVP. We saw Josh Allen have an MVP-type year last year. I think this might be Baker's year to have one of those MVP-type seasons this year.
Garrett Busch joining us on the hotline. We do know that May 12th is going to be the regular season schedule release. We'll have some games leaked out. Obviously, the Browns are going to be in prime time. They have a number of signature games this year on the schedule. We know they have the Chiefs. They have the Patriots, for whatever that's worth. How important to you, Garrett, is the actual aligning of the schedule? We know who we play. We know where they play. But how big is it when we play those games?
I think this is a little bit key. For me, to give the Cleveland Browns the best opportunity to win a Super Bowl, because that's what I think everybody in this city is looking forward to. For them to do that, I would like them to have first a home field advantage. Last year, we slipped up a little bit, and last year, what did home field advantage really mean? There wasn't very many people in the stands. There wasn't very, a really crazy home field advantage in terms of playoff games. But this year, from all intents and purposes, from all the tea leaves, we're going to have fans back in the stands. So I believe the Browns are better served or well served having home field advantage. To do that, you have to get off to a good start and you have to win games early. We watched the Browns before under Freddie Kitchens come out and struggle and be behind the eight ball and have to start playing that schedule game. Like, well, we could beat this team and then these two teams, and then maybe if we chalk these wins up, if we play really well, we could be 7-7 going in. No, you can't be doing that. I think if you can, if the way the schedule falls is important, because if you're telling me that I want to get Kansas City, I'll take Kansas City. I'm not really scared of them, but I'd rather take Kansas City in the second half of the schedule when my defense is solidified. You know, you can have a chance to have up to 9 new starters on defense, and that's going to take a little time to figure out. And you want to ramp yourself up and get, you know, play your best football at the right time of the season. And we all kind of see, you know, what happened to Pittsburgh last year, coming out like game busters. And then by the end of the season, they were limping into the playoffs. So there is something to be said about strength of schedule when you play teams and when you play certain teams and how that affects you. So if we can get some games in the beginning, heck, I'll take it. Let me go ahead and play Cincinnati again a couple times, you know, in September. Give me some of them type games. But either way it goes, I think the Browns will have a good roster, but it does make a difference when you're playing certain people.
Garrett Bush with us on the hotline. Boy, that's interesting what you said about Kansas City, where you would want them on the schedule, because I know there's a legit shot you might get them very early in prime time. And, you know, the Browns, they should be healthy. But, you know, when they played Patrick Mahomes last year, Mahomes was kind of the walking wounded there. I'm fascinated by the schedule because I can't even say as of today what I'd be pulling for necessarily. We know something tells me we are going to get both Baltimore and Pittsburgh again very late. Cincinnati might be a different story. I wonder if the NFL has that much of an appetite to put Cincinnati in a team like the Browns, who on paper could be the best team in the division late. I think they'd want a gauntlet there with both Pittsburgh and who knows what Pittsburgh is by the end of the year. I don't know, but that's interesting that you said that, Garrett.
Yeah. It's all, because here's the thing. You know the NFL is going to give us 6, 7, 8 games in prime time. That's just what it's going to be. And just by the names on that list, you can kind of tell. Like, you got the Steelers. They love putting the Steelers on TV with the Browns, especially now that the Browns look like they kind of turned the tide on them a little bit. You got the Ravens. Ravens game will be one of those. Don't forget the fact that they can flex a lot of different things. And just by the marquee names on the list, I mean, the Vikings are going to be a good team. Packers are a good team. Patriots, you got the Kansas City Chiefs that are on that squad on the schedule. And then you still got the Cardinals, too. So these are all games where you can see Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. And you know, I think one of the narratives will be, and just wait for the national guys to say, well, you know, the Browns, you know, when they were on TV a couple years ago, they just didn't handle it well. They just didn't handle the limelight well. Can they do it? Are they better equipped now? You're like, come on, man. Listen, yeah. So get ready for it. Everybody in the city should be ready to go. But the league will have us on TV a bunch of times, which is kind of catch-22, because I'm not one of those. I don't like Sunday night games. I got to wait the whole doggone day to get to Sunday. I don't know how I feel about that.
Garrett, 2 questions, 60 seconds, and I mean 60 seconds. 1, would Albert Pujols draw fans for the Cleveland Indians?
No.
Really? You wouldn't want to see him?
No, cool. I'm cool, man.
Okay.
I want to see my players that you should sign.
Colin Sexton, max deal, yes or no?
Oh, man.
I mean, you're out there saying he's better than Kyrie Irving at the same age. So come on now, Garrett.
Answer the question, Garrett.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, you got to give him a max deal. I mean,
I don't got to do anything.
Let him walk 25 points.
I'm sure I could find another guy to score that many points on a lousy basketball team if we're really breaking it down.
Yeah, Anderson Varejão.
You shut up, man.
Right up to the Stark County Fair. See the lady with a beard. Come see the oddities. Just a couple of nickels.
They got to have Ricky Davis night where they start off on the wrong basket. Be perfect. And have Ricky come back and play with the headband and everything. You're telling me Ricky right now couldn't put up on like 17 shots, 19 points?
He'd try, and that'd be fun.
No, Ricky, it's about his conditioning. We ain't seen Ricky's conditioning.
Anderson Varejão was working out in his garage. They put him in a basketball game.
Boom.
That's Andy. All they want to see is the beautiful curls and some nostalgia. They were like, yeah, we're terrible. What can we do?
Ricky's 41. Ricky Davis, 41 years old.
That's it. Ricky Davis can play. Garrett, thank you.
All right, man. I'll catch y'all later.
No, thank you. Now I feel bad because you can tell Garrett was going to say something else. I'm like, Garrett, thank you. He's like, all right, bye.
Did he come into the league at 17? How is he only 41?
He's just, you know, it's Anderson Varejão. Not being nasty about it. He's a nice guy. I don't know what any of that means. Garrett on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up next, did the culture actually change? I had a strong question asked Tone and Friday 5 at 8:45 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.